Blog Talk Radio.
Good evening, good evening. Welcome to Elohim Five Tribes. We're here to Brother Elohim live and in living color. Oh my goodness. Well, today is political day. It's been quite a two things going on around in the political arena. I walk the path of the announcing good, and I will keep my mind focused with what you show. But doing this, I'll be walking the path of the light, and I will get what I want. And yes, I know what I want. Make sure you know what you want when you find out there, okay? Well, we already talked a few minutes about love. Love is so important, so we need to address that every day. Because we deal with it every day. We deal around with it every day. We need to know a little bit about something about love. Remember, love is an act that makes us feel good, okay? As long as you're committing acts that make others feel good, you're loving the people that you are around, okay? Now, as far as we're going to go into love, we're going to not do a whole lot of love today, but we do want to talk about this political stuff, you know? Topic for today is how do we get around that hatred, you know? You have to realize the way people are raised, the way they're brought up by their parents, what's been going on in their history, how we have murdered and mutilated, killed, and done so much to each other over the course of our emotions. As you would say, over the course of time, it's just unbelievable that anybody can trust anybody to make their sojourn into the future a little better. Let's talk about what government is. Okay, let's deal with that first. Because some of us don't actually know what a government is. You know, a government is a time machine. Hello, I'm going to say it again. A government is a time machine. It's the entity that secures your journey into the future. That's what a government is. That's why it's so important to be, to know, excuse me, that's why it's so important to know what type of government that you really want to be associated with as you're moving through the cosmos, you know? Let's talk about the different types of government. What's that? You have the king and queen system. That's a terrible system because now that we know who we are, we know that we're all gods, and I don't want no queen or king ruling over me, and only their children can run government. That's not what I want. Only their children can be princes and, you know, princes and princes, you know. And everybody else, that's the rank and file and everything else come on. You have the working class, you have the poor, you have slaves. All these things come under that king and queen system, which is a terrible system, okay? We do have, we have one king and queen system in effect right now. Now we have two. Saudi Arabia, they have kings and queens and princes. You see how they live, got these. Spending lavish amounts of people's money on boats and all that stuff, and they just live in, and people sleeping in the street, people hungry. It don't faze them, it don't affect them, because they're raised thinking that this is how it's supposed to be. It's their birthright. I was born Prince Hosini, whatever that means, and that means I'm supposed to be. You're supposed to bow down to me and kiss my feet. This is how this is a thought process. This is what they're giving these children. And the children feed into that, and when they get older, they become little, it's my expression, but become little jackass. That's what they become, you know? They think they deserve this, and they're supposed to have that. They ain't done nothing to earn it, but, you know, but based on what the parents, who their parents have murdered and stole and robbed from, you know, they have this and they have that. That's why I think the king and queen system is an awful system, okay? Let's talk about the anarchy. Now, let's see, basically, the anarchist system is a good system, but they have vilified it so much because they don't want you dealing with the anarchist system because there's no leaders involved, okay? They say the absence of government, but there's no such thing. As long as you got rules, you got government. There's no such thing as absence of government. They're just kidding themselves with that one. But the absence of leadership, now that's something to think about, you know? why do we need one person to run stuff? You know, I mean, run stuff for you. I think that if we know we need certain things to get done, okay, well, we can have a certain, we have a big electrical project, okay, we have electricians do that, okay, and you put a certain electrician in charge of the thing, whatever. But you don't need to put nobody in charge of running your life. You don't need that. See, this is where the people's power comes in. It has to be a situation where the people, okay, can determine what's going to happen to them, for them, as they sojourn into the future, okay? That's why it's so important to pick what time machine that you're going to use to carry yourself into the future, all right? Now, I don't know if I can make it through a whole podcast. It's been a long day. I did want to be here. I wanted to be here for the callers that's coming in and let them know that we're working hard to be here every day if we can. It's not easy based on the schedule I'm keeping right now. I could use a co-host. Somebody on the line want to be a co-host. That would be great. Okay. We're done with the king and queen system. We're dealing with the anarchist system. Now, they say that without government. So if the anarchist system was our government, they still have the leaders. And I think that's the problem with everything, is the leadership mindset. We need leaders. No, you need people to actually get the work done that you're trying to do as a group. Now, let's talk about a dictatorship. It's another, you're going to put your whole future in the hands of one person to decide what or when to do for you. It's another awful, it's an awful thing. Because, normally the first dictator you get, it depends on what kind of platform they ran on. I mean, like Hitler was a dictator. He was one of the first dictators in Germany. He got rid of the democratic process. He came into power through the democratic process, got rid of it, and became a dictator. And what a terrible job he did. This was a hateful, vengeful, terrible man. And after a few years, this guy's murdering, killing everybody. I mean, he looked at him sideways. He ready to cut your throat. How bad he was, That's the problem with dictators, And the only way you can get rid of them, you got to kill them. I mean, you gotta overthrow them. That's the only way you can get rid of a dictator. You can't vote them out. You see what I'm saying? There's no way to get rid of them if they're doing a bad job, except check them out of office. And they're not going to go willingly. They got their little military. They're going to fight you, because they don't want to go, Now, democracy is a little better than that. You have the democracy and then you have the republic, okay? Now, is there a difference between the two systems? Yes, there is. The republic is run by governors and heads of state. That's who run a republic. And the people actually don't have a real voice on who's going to be running things. Because when the United States first jumped in here, the republic, it was the governors that picked president through the Electoral College. People didn't have no voice and none of that. In fact, nobody could vote except for white males, basically. Their wives couldn't vote, women couldn't vote, blacks couldn't vote. Nobody could vote except for white males. And the governors through the Electoral College would determine who's going to be the president to run the country. So the republic is not the greatest system in the world, because through that republic, you had the hangings and the lynchings and the hatred. Oh, it was just awful. Now let's talk about the democracy, right? Well, you got socialism. You can't forget about socialism. Socialism is just so easy to corrupt. Corruptibility of socialism is like unbelievable, And there's no check on the dog-eat-dog people when you're dealing with socialism. Because they don't have a system in place to deal with the other culture. Socialism is supposed to be the root of soul culture, but there's no check and balance on the dog and dog culture. Okay? Now let's talk about democracy. This is supposed to be a democracy. So far, democracy, it sends off the dictator. That's one of the good things about democracy. In fact, the last election we had here, the person that lost didn't want to leave. He come up with all kinds of excuses and ill-gotten lies and stuff to stay in office, but he had to go because he lost. So he couldn't pull no coup because President Hansen and them, they were pretty smart when they set this up because they knew that when things don't go right, the military had to be in the control of civilians, not military. But I'm saying the leader of the military, that's the dog-eat-dog culture. The leader of the military should be a civilian. And a civilian who's steeped in spirituality and the Bible and all that stuff, you know. And that was a great idea, really a great idea. And that's something that we should keep going for a minute until we figure out how to run things without leadership, without voting on leaders and stuff. Just have big things where we vote for what we want to get done. Vote for the sentences and how we're going to charge people and all that kind of stuff, you know, for what they've done. We come up in a culture, not a culture, but a society. We come into a society where the society is based on lies. Stuff they teach in school, their history, everything is just a big bunch of lies. So what do they call a culture like that? They call it civilization. That's what they call a culture like that, civilization. And so that's what makes the judicial system so hard, because you really have to prove without a shadow of a doubt that this person did that, because they will lie and set each up, but what they call it, scapegoating. They will scapegoat you in a heartbeat, you know, lock you up on charges, things you never done. I mean, and sometimes they manufacture proof. Because really, to prove that you did it, you sitting in prison, haven't done anything, you know? So it's not easy dealing with systems when you have to decide what systems are, how they're going to work, how they're going to run, things like that, you know? When it falls on you as to what's going to go down, you know? So until we are able to handle a system based on a non-leadership-based system, I think that democracy is the best way to go for right now, you know? And the way President Hansen and them, not George Washington, they were just crooks who stole everything. President Hansen and them, really had this thing set up. That worked pretty good because the people, well, when they wrote the Constitution and they wrote the Bill of Rights, George Washington didn't write the Constitution on the Bill of Rights and set the record straight. They were just slave owners and thieves. That's what they were. President Hansen and his crew wrote the Constitution and the Bill of Rights, they set it up so that the Constitution would protect the people from the government. These guys were smart. They hadn't been down this road before because you had the Moors there. You had the indigenous people there. The Africans was here. You had the people that were kicked out of Britain that was here out of the jails and all that. And they done been abused and taken advantage of, you know. And the people wanted to, they really didn't want to go through that again, you know. So when they sat down and set a government up for themselves with the colonies and all that stuff, it worked out pretty good. They had all that stuff in mind, how they were taken advantage of and things that were done to them. They had all of that in mind. And so when they set this thing up, all that was on their mind when they done that, okay? Now, the biggest problem that we have right now is the five tribes, okay, are beginning to unite themselves against the other tribes. That's a problem. We had that problem before when we were on Mars. All five tribes was up there, okay? We had that problem before. Now, the black tribe ran the planet over the last couple of thousand years, not the last thousand, but 2,000 years prior to that. The black tribe actually ran the planet, coming through the brown and, the yellow, red, and brown tribe had their chance. Then came the black tribe. And now the white tribe is having their time for 2,000 years. Well, their time is up. They've been ruling for 2,000 years, and they haven't done a very good job of it, I'm telling you. They're beginning to learn. The children are beginning to learn, but you still got the old guard who think that somebody should be their slave. They should be ruling over somebody. You know what I mean? And when people are hating you just because of the color of your skin, that's a terrible person. That's a terrible thought process to be in. Now, unless all five tribes get together and begin working together, okay, we're going to have a problem on this planet, because the Bible tells you that every man, woman, and child on the planet is a God. We're all God. God's for men and women. All right? It's telling you that. So if you're persecuting another group of people, you're literally persecuting God. These guys are designers. They will figure out a way to get your foot off their neck. And if it comes down to fighting, killing, and murder, well, that's how it's going to be. That's the only way they can get your foot off your neck. They'll fight. And you can look all over the planet right now. The people are beginning to rise up. They're tired of these oligarchies, and they're tired of these rich people who are sucking up all the resources and the money and denying people so much. And they're pushing this hatred down through the masses. And it's just awful. People are getting tired of it. Now, if you notice, you talk about the five tribes, black, brown, red, yellow, white. Whenever there's a catastrophe or something happens, all five tribes are there to pitch in. That's how it's supposed to work. All five tribes are there to make sure that the people are cared for and get what they're supposed to get. Helping out. That's how it's supposed to be. Five tribes supposed to be working together and make sure there's no homeless, there's no sleeping on the street. We're supposed to be working towards the point that we don't have a working class. Or let me say that again. I know you didn't hear that. We're supposed to be working to the point that we don't have a working class. How can you do that? The age of mechanics, okay? Now, we don't want to build robots. You watch this show they have on TV called Becoming Human. It's in Detroit, where the robots become another species, and they want to be free. They don't want to be treated like crap anymore. And then you have another movie that come on called AI, where the little boy, he was a robot, didn't know he was a robot. When he learned he was a robot, as he was a sojourner on a planet, all of the people, he got knocked out or something like that. And all the people was gone. When he woke up, there was just two robots here who were super, super advanced robots. All of the people have self-destructed. All the people have destroyed themselves. More than nothing here but robots, you know? We don't want to create a race of robots. That's not what we want to do. We want to create technology. We want to make and design technology that we can use to provide the food, clothing, shelter, and security that we need. And our job should not be working for a paycheck. Our job should be working just to make ourselves better, to study, to learn, to do more, to become better people. That's what we should be doing. Our workload should be about 3 or 4 hours a day. That should be all about what you have to work. We shouldn't have to work about 3 or 4 hours a day. You know, that's it. Then we should have houses and complexes that we can live in where the machines, okay, provide everything. You hit a button and the food comes down the chute and you eat. You put the plate and the dishes in another little chute. It takes it back, it cleans it, and get it ready for the next load. They have buildings that we are growing, that's growing the food straight up rather than across the land. So we don't have to take up so much land to do stuff. So the food is going to be grown. The security, well, you know, we have people in charge of the security, but most of the security is automated. Everything is automated. Security is automated. And the clothing, we have the machines to make the clothes. So our food, clothing, shelter, security is automatically done by the machine. And we don't pay the machines. I'm not talking about building robots. We can build machines that can do stuff without trying to work on the artificial intelligence. That's another thing. They don't know what AI is. They have no idea what AI is. And they do not want to release that artificial intelligence where it's unchecked on the planet. They do not want to do that. They make movies about it, how the robots rise up, start killing all human beings, and we have to fight them. I believe that Terminator 1, Terminator 2, 3, 4, and 5, I think it was. We don't want to, that's not what we want to do. Follow what I'm saying? We want to create the technology so that it can support us in what we're doing rather than trying to make people. This is not, you know, let's procreate to make the people, okay? Let's bring the people in like that rather than try to build people to do things, you know? Now, like they do in the car industry, they have these little arms that weld and do things. This is what we need to be trying to do, not create people to replace people. That don't make sense. We watched the movie iRobot. I mean, they're giving me examples of how awful that is, you know? It created a group of slaves, mechanical slaves, you know, programmers. And I don't care who they are, they're going to get tired of being abused and treated like crap. That's how it works. And if they get abused and treated like crap, they're going to want to change. And we got a robot, you know, that intelligence has been released. Now, you know, let's talk about that for a minute. You know, let's talk about the AI. That's a big problem because we don't know where AI is. Artificial intelligence is in all energy. Hello, I'm going to say that again. Artificial intelligence is in all energy. All energy is intelligent. Okay? When you have your laptop, you got all the microchips and circuits and all that stuff in there. Cut the electricity off, the laptop don't work. See what I'm saying? The intelligence is not in the circuits and stuff. It's in the electricity. What you're doing is with your circuitry and stuff, you're allowing electricity to express itself. That's what you're doing. And based on the programming, I mean, you know, if you touch a wire with a current going through it, electricity will burn you to death because that's how it flows. You see what I'm saying? And when you set AI in motion, the same thing is going to happen. You're not supposed to release the intelligence of energy, okay, to that degree. This is what they don't understand. Energy was not made to be released like that, okay? Energy was made to be used as a support mechanism. I'm going to say that again. Energy was made to be used as a support mechanism. So you don't want to release the full potential of electricity. That would be stupid. Hello, yeah, I use the word, that would be stupid because you'll be competing with an energy source whose intelligence don't have the more equivalent that you have. Although I look at some of these people, I don't know if they got morals or not, some of the stuff that we people be doing. But you don't want to, AI is already here. It's always been here and it always will be here. You have to manage the energy that's around you by not allowing it to release itself to a certain point. Okay? If you take electricity beyond a certain point, then it becomes it becomes the life of the planet, not you. I'm going to say that again. Electricity will become the life of the planet, not you. Hello? The life of the planet need you, okay, as gods. It don't need you at all. Because once the life of the planet takes on a life of its own, excuse me, it don't need you to make things for it, okay? Right now, you are the maker of everything on this planet. That's what you are. You are the designer. You do things for the planet. This is what you do, all right? And right now, you're making a mess. Hello? Right now, as gods of the planet, you're making a mess. We're trying to get the climate change. All of it's not, all the climate problems are not on us because some of the other planets are heating up as well, and we're not on them. This extra solar activity coming from the sun that also is contributing to the heating of the planet. If they really get into and study the history of the planet, going back a few, maybe 1 or 2 million years, they'll see that these type of situations happens all the time, you know? And, you know, because there was periods when the magnetism of the planet shifts. North was the north, south was south. Let me say it like that. They have evidence of all that stuff going on. So what's going on now is a natural cycle of the planet. Instead of us fighting and killing and murdering each other like we've been doing for the last 4,000 years, we should be making plans to colonize other planets. We should be able to take every man, woman, and child and get them off this planet in little to no time and locate them someplace else. This one should be on the drawing board, okay? We also should learn more about how to fix what's wrong with the planet. Because we made the planet. Evidence of that is what's going on right now. We're looking at climate change. We're looking at the what's going on with the volcanoes and all this stuff. We're beginning to realize that, yeah, we're in control over this stuff. There's no outside force in control. We're in control. And we can maintain this planet forever. If something goes wrong with it, we will have the technology to fix it if we can just stop fighting one another. And the way to do that is for all 5 tribes to begin to work together. It's very important. Politically, that's a necessity. I wasn't going to go here, but I'm going to go here, okay? On Mars, all 5 tribes are there. What happened on Mars was unconscionable. Each group began an arms race themselves against the other tribes. That's what happened. And when the war jumped off, okay, there was so that each tribe was so powerful because you're dealing with gods. These are designers. We can design stuff. We ain't begin designing stuff that you're going to see in the future if we survive it. You follow what I'm saying? But they have designed some weapons that were so sophisticated and so strong that when the war broke out, they unleashed those weapons and destroyed the face of the planet. That's why we had to come here, okay? We had to come here because we destroyed the surface of Mars. Okay, we messed up on Jupiter, screwed up Venus. I mean, somewhere down the line, we're going to have to realize who we are. The Bible tells you who you are. You are the gods of this planet, the gods of this world. You made heavens and the earth. That's what you did. You are designers. You can design anything that you need to do what you want to do. That's who you are, okay? Take the Darwin theory, throw it out the window, because it's just that. It's a theory. It don't work. They can't prove. They don't ever prove. I'm saying it out loud. They will never prove the Darwin theory because modern man is not from this planet. Yes, we're ET, and our cranium is not evolving into nothing more than what it is. Everything that we have is what we were designed with, and we're going to be like this for millions of years, looking like this, just like we look right now, okay? We're not involved in anything. We were designed to do certain things. We were designed to survive, okay? Because we designed these bodies ourselves. Hello? You have to stop the hatred. I'm going to be on the airways every day trying to get the hatred under control, because until we control man's inhumanity to man, we're going to be in trouble. You have to learn to control man's inhumanity to man. That's the problem with the planet. I'm going to be on the airways talking every day, okay? I'm going to do a few things. I'm going to do some things more than talk, but right now we're just talking. Right now I'm just trying to alert you. I'm trying to wake you up. I'm trying to say, hey, when you listen to these episodes, when you go through these episodes and you see what's going on, you'll begin to get the wake-up call. We can't wait forever to begin putting a process in place where all five tribes are working together. And now we have a problem procreation-wise because we're losing two of our tribal members. That lily white tribe, that's not from this planet. You got white folks that's from this planet, but you got white folks that's not from this planet. And you got black folks that's not from this planet, okay? You got black folks that's from this planet, that's not from this planet, okay? We're losing that two spectrum, okay? And we can't afford to do that. So that jet black person out there, if you're a jet black man or a jet black woman, find you a jet black man and a jet black woman and procreate. If you're a lily white person, I mean, I ain't talking about pink. I'm talking about the little lily white brothers out there. If you're one of them, find another lily white person and procreate. We're losing you guys on both sides, okay? We can't afford to do that. We need all five tribes. There's something in all five tribes we need to preserve, and we have to work together, okay? I'm not saying go out here and get mad at somebody for sleeping with a black person or mad at somebody for sleeping with a white person. That's not what I'm saying, you know? As long as you're conscious of the fact that we're losing those two spectrums of the color, as long as you're conscious of that, then it will begin to turn itself back around. Things will begin to change again, okay? Because you're conscious of what's going on. You know that you're losing those two colors of people, all right? And if you know that, if you can see what's going on, then you can begin to change it because you are a designer, okay? Now, when you go into places and you find out, I'm going to say that again because I don't think you're really paying attention to me, and I'm going to say it real good. I want you to hear it again because I don't think you heard me. That jet black, I'm talking about that blue black. If they come from Africa, I've seen a couple of them on the bus. You know they just got off the boat. You know what I'm saying? They were so black, the skin tone was so beautiful. You knew that they just got off the boat, okay? And you go in certain areas, you see this little lily white person. I've seen it, a couple of lily white people. You had to look at them. You said, dog, no tan, no nothing. You know they just got off the boat. You follow what I'm saying? But what I'm saying is that jet black person, that person need to be with a jet black person. We need to preserve that color. And that lily white person, that person need to be with another lily white person. Need to preserve that color. I'm not dealing with a person of the KKK. They most of them are out of their mind. They don't know. They don't really know what's going on. I'm not talking about from a racist point of view. Okay, I'm talking about from preserving the five colors. the brown, yellow, red, the brown, yellow, and red, they're going to be here. Well, we're losing the red tribe, too. A lot of the red tribe is disappearing. They're floating into the brown and into the yellow. We want to preserve all of the colors that we have, okay? Because it's important, but you have to be conscious of what's going on. Mr. Commercial, it's Elohim Five Tribes, the Constellation of Science Radio presents Elohim Speaks at 8 to 9 p.m. every day. Their calling number is 516-453-9230. Press 1. Excuse me, it's been a long day. Press 1 if you want to give us a shout out. We don't mention your last four digits. We just mention your, we don't mention your name. It's missing the last four digits of your phone number. If you have a company or a group and want to give a shout out, please feel free to do so. Okay? Monday we talk about health. No, Monday we talk about society news. Tuesday we read from the Toronto scriptures. Okay? Wednesday, we talk about politics, which we're doing today. Thursday, we talk about economics, talk about that money. Friday, we talk about health. Saturday, we talk about tribe history. It was going to be a black history day, but we're not doing black history. Black history is world history. So we might as well say it like it is. We deal with the all five tribes and the history and how all it got to be so crazy out here, you know? So that's what we're going to be talking about, you know? I have a gospel CD on the market. We can listen to it on YouTube, it's on Spotify, it's everywhere out there. It's called 911 Jesus Emergency, Jesus is Coming. That's the name of it. And you can listen to it. And this is how we make our money. Purchase a song or buy the CD, whatever you want to do. It's way out there, okay? Now, the link is CDBaby.com/CD.com/ Elohim Speaks 2. That's number 2. So check it out. You can also catch me on YouTube, like I said. Elohim Christ, 911 Jesus Emergency, Jesus Coming. Okay? now we ask ourselves, when Jesus is coming back, where is he coming from? He comes from the same place he came from first time, out of the God of his name. So your sisters out there, be mindful of the babies that you dump, because one of those children might be the one to get us out of this mess. And brothers, it takes two to make them, so you help those sisters take care of them, okay? Don't forget to check out my book, Toronto Scriptures, Part 2 of Christ Has Come. For more information on the CD or the book, which is in CD and book form, just call Toronto Church of Christ in the Law at 215-758-1070. Please remind the job 7 days a week. Just give us a call, okay? I'd like to give a shout out to Horace Butler for his book, Black History Book on Locks Cry Out. I like him because he understands our history. He helps fill in the missing pieces. He knows we had a global empire there, and he has the evidence proving the back of that. We're going to be Legacy of the Nation, okay? It's going to be hosted by yours truly, Elohim, on Friday, and we're going to do it in honor of Brother Mac. You know, I still can't believe Brother Mac made transition. I miss him so much. Brother Mac was a special individual. He's my elder, and he's the guy I used to go to talk to. He lived in Mexico. I'd like to give a shout out to Sister Tammy. She's on YouTube. I'm going to 11. She has spoken words. She does a little singing on the kids. So check her out. I'd like to give a shout out to the Nicky Lance Show. She's a person about it. She comes on YouTube, Nicky Lavunam. Her calling number is 909-719-8626, okay? So if you need some spiritual advice or something, I'll give her a call, okay? Check her out. I'd like to give a shout-out to New Vision 121 of Pennsylvania, 1929 of the world. They meet every week for more information. Contact President Mark P. At UNRA, 267-822-2320, okay? Yeah, I'm a little late with commercials, but we're going to tell you. I'd like to give a shout out to the UAIA. They're off the land to build on in Africa, RBG Industries. They make design clothes, buttons, flags. So if you want to go to Elevate Africa, give them a call. 609-638-5828. Stakemore Electronics, they do industrial electricity, they do light sockets, they do a security alarm, CTS. I give them a call. The number is 215-909-3352, okay? I would like to give a shout-out to Tom Thornton, right under the name of Heaven2019T Thornton. For more information, give him a call, 267-259-4077. He has a recording studio. If you want to drop some music down, you can, he does pretty good work. If you give a shout out to Carol Cosmone, okay, licensed and certified. She is an EMT who is currently in medical school and will soon be a doctor. Carol Cosmone, before and after school service in the West Philadelphia area. So for best quality children's service, give a call, 215-594-3081 from 7 a.m. to 5 p.m. Her email address is carolcosmoneacademy@gmail.com. We'd like to give a shout out to a resident named Dr. Peelers. We have Dr. Paul, 215-779-7355, and Dr. Bill, 61-651-3864. So if you need a little help, a little work done, need some herbs or something, give these guys a call. They have herbs and everything else that you need, especially during the pandemic, okay? Now, back to the topic of the day. Boy, oh boy, oh boy, how do we get rid of the hatred? This is what we've been talking about, what's been going on. I gave you a little excerpt on how we destroyed the surface of Mars due to the hatred and what's going on. We went through what type of government that we have and what's the best type of government, I think. I don't know what your opinion is, but that was my opinion. That's what I think the best one. Right now, the best type of government we have right now is a democracy right now. And I said, wait a minute, this is a republic. I used to think the same thing. But Roosevelt, during his administration, he took us off the republic and literally turned it into a democracy. He sure did. That blew my mind when I was studying. I read it and found out that's what he did. You know, turned it into a democracy. And so this is what we have. We have a democracy right now. That's why it is a democracy, because of what Roosevelt did. Okay. Now, we're talking about politics. Let's get further into it. You know, but the whole thing is about the hatred. The five tribes have to come together, have to work together. That's why we call ourselves Elohim Five Tribes Society of Love, okay? We want to bring the love together. We want our people to come together. We want us to work together. We want to know what's going on. We want to be about what's going on, okay? We want to be about solving the problems of the planet, and we can do that. Okay, we can solve the problems on the planet. We can solve the problems in our homes. We can solve the problems in our groups. We can solve all the problems that we're running into, but you have to accept who you are. You are a God. You are a designer. Once you accept that, I'm not talking about this spooky space God that they be teaching you in school, teaching in churches and stuff. God is in control. Yeah, only you're in control, okay? Take control of your life. Take control of what you're trying to do, where you're going. Realize what you want, and you can get what you want. I don't care what it is, because the universe, okay, the universe works for you. You're connected to all those stars and stuff out there. You're connected to all of that. That's who you are. Black, brown, red, yellow, white, don't matter what color you are. You're connected to all of that out there, okay? And this is what you need to do. You need to recognize who you're walking around every day. You're walking around gods every day, but you don't think they're gods because you say, oh, well, there's only one God. His name is Jesus Christ. That's the only God on the planet. Oh, no, there's only one God, and his name is Allah. That's the only God on the planet. Oh, no, there's only one God. His name is Buddha. That's the only God on the planet. Oh, no. There's only one God. His name is Amun-Ra. That's the only God on the planet. Oh, no. There's only one God. His name is Thoth. That's the only God on the planet. Please, wake up and smell the coffee. Okay? I think by now you need to wake up and drink the coffee. Smell the coffee is not going to help you. You need to drink the doggone coffee. Those that have checked in, thank you so much. I appreciate you checking in. You know, it helps me to know that you're still checking on me, making sure I'm here and what's going on, okay? but there's 6-point-something billion gods on this planet, and you just happen to be one of them, okay? Which means that if you sit down, spend some time to figure out what's going on, you can come up with a solution to, I don't care what problem you got, you can come up with a solution for it, okay? And the solution ain't always going to grab a gun, point it at somebody to blow their brains out. That's not the solution, okay? Well, if you got a dictator, that's the only way you're going to get them out of here. But that's why the dictatorship is terrible, because you can't get rid of them, son. You follow what I'm saying? Russia, same thing a lot of times with the kings and queens. Look how long Britain had their king and queen in there. But she's smart. She put the parliament in there so people have something to vote for. You know what I mean? So she's pretty smart. I like her for doing that. That's something. The people need control because the people are the real power. President, dictators, queens, king, they're not the real power of the planet. You are. Okay? And when you rise up, all five tribes begin to rise up and trying to make this a better planet. You don't have to do it through violence. Get your little signs and go out there, but go out there in mass. Go out there in huge numbers. Let them know, yo, man, something's got to change. And if enough of you out there, those guys with the little guns and stuff, they realize that they're shooting at their sisters and aunts and uncles. They're going to be reluctant to pull them triggers. Do you know where I'm coming from? But something has to change. And it starts with the person in the mirror. Okay? Michael Jackson say, talking about the man in the mirror. Or you got to change your ways. All right? That's where it begins. Everything on the planet that needs to change begins with you. All right? Love is the act that makes others feel good. Okay? Now, you can't make a person feel good if the only thing that makes them feel good is you being their slave. Oh, no. That don't work. All right? Because each person, equality is what we're talking about. We're talking about equality. All right? We're talking about people having the same amount of equality to justice. Have equal access to everything. It ain't equal access with one person sitting with $1 trillion and another person sleeping in the street. Something's wrong with that picture. It should not be, okay? I know back when I used to watch the old Chinese movies and stories, the people that were running there with the kings and queens, they didn't think they were supposed to pay taxes. The guys that was helping the king run the country, I forget what they called themselves. But they didn't think they were supposed to pay taxes. So only the working class and the people were supposed to pay taxes. You know what I'm saying? Something's wrong with that picture. Nobody is better than nobody else. And no one, and you're not better than anybody. Okay? Once we get that through our head, right, this planet is a paradise. What's screwing up the paradise is man's inhumanity to man. This has to change. Okay, this is why I'm on the radio every day, close to every day anyway, to let you know that you are the power of the planet. And no individual, no dictator, no president, no nobody can overpower you if you all begin to work together for the betterment of every god on the planet. Once you accept the fact that you are a god, then your responsibility is to 6.5 billion other gods on the planet. That's your responsibility, okay? And when you're starting to come up with things and ideas, you're supposed to be coming up with ideas that can solve the problems of 6.5 billion people. If you can come up with an idea to feed that many people, you think you're going to ever be hungry? No. If you're going to come up with an idea to make housing for that kind of people, you think you're going to ever be sleeping in the street? No. You have to upgrade your thought process into who you really are. Oh, I ain't got nothing. I can't. No. The universe works for you. That's why your brother, Yahshua ben Pandero, whom he called Jesus Christ, says, knock and the door shall be open, answer and shall be given unto you, because you are an extension of source energy and you are carrying power. Nobody has to give you power. You're carrying power. You just have to learn how to use it. That's my political statement for today. You're carrying power. You have to learn how to use it. Right now in this country, United States, we have the power to vote. Go out, vote, push the country in the right direction. Anybody that's talking about hate and abusing power and all that with the gerrymandering and all that stuff they're doing out there, kick them out of office. Get them out of there. Okay, you got judges that lopsidedly giving one group a whole bunch of time and a little group a slap on the wrist. Get them out of there. I voted yesterday for judges. I voted to fire a lot of them, suckers. Because what's going on, what they're doing, it ain't working. So we need new people in there to help get something done. That's what I'm saying. You know, it's in your control. Stop letting them tell you that some mystery God is in control. You're in control. Step up and take control. I walk the path of reap what you sow, and I eagerly embrace all that I have put out today to come back to me. Okay, so let it be written, so let it be done. Listen, the planet is yours. The planet is yours. It belongs to the people, all the people, not just a few, okay? The planet belongs to everybody. You need to start working together, all five tribes. And in most of your families, if you look at the colors of the people, of your brothers and sisters and all that, all the colors are represented right in your family. You know, a lot of people have black people, brown people, white people, all in your family. We're already together. We've been mingling it. We've been together for a minute. We have to start coming together and act like it. Start protecting each other, okay? When the hatred shows its ugly head, step it out. Step it out. I'm not saying go violent, but get rid of it. Kick it out. Trump was talking a lot of negative stuff, okay? The people got together and fired him. See what I'm saying? Now, if he was a dictator, we'd have went to war. Because he didn't want to step down. But because of the democracy, he had to move over and find another way to do whatever he's doing. But the normal way that people allowed them to do what they're supposed to do, he had to move on, and it wasn't a civil war taking place. He tried to do that, but it just didn't happen because we're smarter than that. We've been down that road, and we're not going down that road again and again. Just remember, love is an act. And make others feel good. So go out and have you a feel good day, okay? It's your brother Elohim signing off. We'll chit chat some more tomorrow.